Perfect. So obviously the 2024 playoff run is going to be starting here this weekend for the Woodstock Navy Vets. What kind of things are you looking forward to taking out of the regular season heading into the playoffs for the Navy Vets this year?
I think obviously we had a good regular season. I think we won 31 games. So obviously we have the ability. I think for us, just we hit a little bit of adversity. So I think that was nice for us to hit, because probably the first half we didn't really hit any. So it's nice to kind of go through that and kind of come out on the right side of it. I think that's going to help us.
All right, and obviously coming in, going to be playing Paris in the first round. Six of the seven meetings this year in the regular season, you were able to come out on the winning side against Paris. What kind of competition do you think Paris is going to bring to you in the first round, and what kind of mindset are you guys going to try and have your team in going into this series, not trying to take Paris too lightly, having beaten them six out of seven times in the regular season?
Yeah, definitely can't take them lightly. I mean, I know the record says what it does, but they've been competitive. I think they beat us and New Hampshire, the first place team, in the same weekend. So they have talent. They've accumulated talent over the year. So they're a dangerous team, and we have to respect them. But for us, it's play our game and play to the best of our ability, and we think we'll be fine if we do that. But definitely not a team you can just take lightly. There's no easy games in our division.
All right, and obviously it's a little strange, the schedule, as with home ice advantage. You're starting in Paris tomorrow. Does that play a difference in how the team goes into the game, playing on the road game one with home ice advantage, or what kind of mindset is it going in trying to play on the road in game one instead of on home ice?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's different, but I, mindset-wise, I don't think it's too big of a change. I mean, yeah, we get game four and five at home. That's kind of the difference. But to be honest, like, we go in kind of the same mentality, just a little bit different. But I don't think anything really changes with that.
All right, and obviously the main goal is to get to the Schmaltz Cup and play for that championship. But it takes one game at a time. So as a head coach with this team, I know you have some veterans and some younger guys on the team. How, as a coach, are you going to try and let the leadership group maybe grab the room? And how are you going to try and rein the room in here in the playoffs for guys that have been there before and guys that might not have the experience of a Junior C playoff series?
Yeah, I mean, definitely you'll have to have some of those leaders and some of those older guys kind of be a sounding board for some of those younger guys. You know, the game's going to change a little bit. It's going to be a little bit different. I'm sure game one, a few of those guys are going to be a little bit nervous, and it's going to be a little bit more, but I think we're going to ease into it. And then, you know, once you get started, once you get playing and get used to it, it's just another game. So definitely going to have to lean on the older guys with the younger guys, and we can help them out, but I think we're going to be fine.
Perfect. And is there anything else you want to add in regards to this playoff run that you guys are hoping to go on, make it last a little bit longer, as obviously it's a little bit of a different format this year? There's no Schmaltz Cup tournament. It could be a longer playoff a run in the games you have to play. Is there anything that might play a factor in that way, playing deeper into, say, the spring and maybe even into the early parts of the summer?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, like, obviously, you're playing a lot more, like, if you go all the way, you're playing a lot more games and a lot more series. So, obviously, some of it's getting lucky and not having the injuries that you know, can potentially happen with that many games. And then it's just guys taking care of themselves and taking care of their bodies, because, you know, we play two games a week usually during the regular season, and now it's going to ramp up to three and four. So, they're going to have to take care of themselves and really, you know, take pride in taking care of themselves with hydration, diet, and that stuff off the ice.
Perfect. All right. Thanks a lot, Darren, for your time. Best of luck starting tomorrow against Paris, and hopefully we can do a couple more interviews throughout the playoffs with some good news of some series wins and maybe some championships.
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye.